Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to me on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For those people that might be unfamiliar with my voice, this is the year 2020, and we started Building Fortunes Radio about, 6 or 7 years ago, and as a result of right around the same time. And as a result of that, we formed a platform for people to become successful building home-based businesses. If you check out buildingfortunesradio.com, that's www.buildingfortunesradio.com, you'll be able to hear me as well as a bunch of our really special guests that we have on Building Fortunes Radio. And just as a quick recap for those newer listeners, my last name is spelt Mingles, M-I-N-G-I-L-S. I own a company called PM Marketing. A lot of people know us by our domain name, Network Leads, N-E-T-W-O-R-K-L-E-A-D-S. We have a whole bunch of things as well in Network Leads. Well, in 2020, we're building several different types of businesses that you might be interested in. So I'll use this as a little summary for those people that might be listening in. If you go to networkleads.com/everything, so networkleads.com/everything, you'll be able to hear this as well as previous radio shows that we've done. I'm sorry. If you go to Building Fortune, Let me say that again. If you go to networkleads.com/everything, that's going to have a list of the different websites that we host, or the types of websites that we host, and the types of products that we sell. So if you went to networkleads.com/everything, you would find that we have website builders on phase two and phase three. We have LMS, which is our lead management system that works with our lead generation. We have our classified ads. We call it Humongous Ad Network. And humongousads.com is one of the domain names that we have of the 100 that we have on the classified ad network that we have. Humongous is spelled Y-O-U-M-O-N-G-U-S. We spell a little bit different than the English dictionary would, because we realize that that domain name is probably picked up, and I wanted to have a little bit of fun. So we spell it the way it sounds, Y-O-U-M-O-N-G-U-S, Humongous Ads and Humongous Ad Network. So if you go to networkleads.com/everything, you'll be able to see that thumbnail sketch. You'll also see that we have buildingfortunes.com by itself. That's our affiliate program. We also have Building Fortunes Radio. That's what you're listening to now. We also own MLM.news, MLM.news, and then also MLM.charity. And we have a whole bunch of other ones as well, but that's a little bit of a thumbnail. Now, during the year 2020, we also started to do business-to-business loans. So you'll probably have to call me directly for that one if you're interested in that, because that is not anything associated with MLM. However, as we're doing our business-to-business loans, we do everything from small business associations loans, we call those SBAs, which could be well over $150,000 or into the millions of dollars. So for those people that are construction guys or small or big business owners that need to have a loan where there's a lot of money, they can do SBA loans. We have lines of credit available. We also have MCA, which is the Merchant Cash Advance. And we do a whole bunch of other things as well. So that's new. We started to do that in the year 2020, actually towards the tail end of 2019, but really full-blown into 2020. So we can provide another niche of our businesses. And one of the reasons why I got involved in that as well, besides finding the right people to be able to work with, I also realized that, and this is something you probably identify as well, that your career as an entrepreneur is going to be in direct proportion to the numbers of entrepreneurs that you have business relationships with. So that may sound like a sentence that I just slung together, but it's true. And I say it lots of times, your success as an entrepreneur, even in a home-based business, is going to be in direct proportion to the number of entrepreneurs that you have successful business relationships with, or relationships with. Because entrepreneurs are the ones that get things done. Many times, in the olden days, they were the ones that wrote their name on the front of all the checks that they were writing. So when it comes to cashing a check or writing a check, many times they're writing their name on the front. Employees Many times when they're cashing a check, they're writing their name on the back. So if you're a person who usually writes the name on the front of a check, for those of us that might still write checks, you know who I'm talking about. So if you're an entrepreneur, you probably want to plug into the things that we do, because we're swinging doors of opportunity up and open for lots of different people. People like our customer, Ginny Barnhart. Now, Ginny's really great. She's a Filipino gal. And the only reason why I mention that is because she's a super duper hard worker, and she got her work habits from her mom, who's a Filipino gal, and worked her as child labor, if you will. From like 9 years old, they were working in grocery stores and restaurants together. So Ginny's got a super duper work background. We did some classified ad websites for her, giving Ginny a plug, 513-ohio-ads.com. She's also a real estate broker. She's got a really cool thing. If you're a real estate person, you probably want to work with Ginny as well. She's an entrepreneur's entrepreneur, one of my favorites as far as those things are concerned. If entrepreneurs like real estate people needed brochures and catalogs and stuff, she did it for them. If they needed office space, like mailing addresses, because they were working from home and they didn't want to list their home address, she did it for them. So Ginny is one of those people that finds a niche and works it as well. She's over in Ohio, but she's a really great person. She also does MLM too. Then we have people like, oh, I don't know, I can pick a million of them, Diane Lampe, who runs Lampe Careers. We have other people like Darlene Sartori, who runs the Ideal Network. We have our great friend Oli Cantos, whose radio spot I'm taking right now. Oli is a gentleman who is he's an attorney. He also does MLM. He happens to be blind, so he works with a lot of people with disabilities. He's over in Washington, D.C., and we're super proud of what Oli is doing with his three boys. He adopted triplets. They're also blind. You got to listen to Oli Cantos, I'm telling you, on Building Fortunes Radio. He is really good. So Oli Cantos is an MLM person, is also an attorney in Washington, D.C., so we hear the scoop that's what's happening over in Washington. He did the presidential inauguration with Donald Trump the first time. Maybe there'll be another. He was at the White House when they were jumping out of windows when Hillary Clinton was losing the election. So he was there that night, kind of give us a scoop. So we have some cool people like Oli. Trying to go down our list. We also have Jackie, who does, you know, the bulletproof banking stuff. You know, if you wanted that bulletproof bank account and the trust funds, we do that. We have George Madu. George Madu, M-A-D-I-O-U. George is the owner of the networkmarketingmagazine.com. It's a digital magazine for network marketing. It's been around like forever. These are all the people that we do radio shows with. And these are the types of people that we hang with where we can swing doors of opportunity open for you. So if you need something, you probably want to call me. Of course, we still do the lead generation. So we do everything that you can imagine on web pages and, you know, the classified ads and some other stuff as well as search engines. We started to do some website construction for people in construction. So we've expanded there. We've been working with live cameras on websites. So like the good kind, not the kind like, you know, the other kind. We talk about live cameras, like that you can actually see 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Go to flaglerbeach.tv. Flagler, F-L-A-G-L-E-R, beach, B-E-A-C-H, .tv, and you'll be able to see a live camera of the beach where we play when we go to the beach, and you'll see the pier where people fish, and you'll see the places where my son's learned how to surf and avoid the sharks over in Florida. But you'll also see the critter cam. So if you go to flaglerbeach.tv, you'll be able to see the critter cam. That's in my backyard. I wanted to learn how to do a live camera, so we put that up there. So you'll see me laying food down, and for some reason, the wild animals try to figure that out. The vultures during the day, and the crows, and the squirrels, and some other birds as well. And then we have at night the raccoons, the possums, the deer, the fox. Pretty cool. Night vision. Learning something new. So we use that because we also wanted to have internet TV. So we did internet TV. If you go to Roku, R-O-K-U, and you find Building Fortunes, you'll be able to find Building Fortunes TV there as well. We also do our devices. I got to turn this down because she's going to talk to me. Alexa. So if you are an Amazon person and you have your Alexa device, you can do, Alexa, play Building Fortunes Radio. Or, Alexa, play MLM radio, and I had to turn her down. By the way, I think Alexa is the only gal I really have a relationship with who doesn't really yell back. I don't know how that is. My wife would probably say, yep, that's probably true. So I had to turn down the speakers because for all those people that are probably listening in, your blue circle on your Alexa device is probably spinning. So we do all those kinds of cool things as well, and we are obviously helping people build their home-based businesses with tons of training. So we still do our webinars a couple a day during the week. I do the one at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you check us out. So 6:30 p.m. Eastern, if you go to networkleads.com/webinar, you'll be able to find our webinars or be able to be there. And we kind of answer questions for anybody that might have them, you know, giving you the personal attention that you truly deserve. And we also do, let's see, some of the stuff that's a little bit on the anti-MLM side. So what do I mean by the anti-MLM side? Well, when I first took a look at this industry a long time ago, I was wondering, like, where do these people come from? There are some people that tell these stories like they're coming from a spinning planet. I really don't understand. You know, they say things like, two that get two, like that happens. Like you push buttons on a calculator and that's the way you grow an organization. So I never really agreed with the people that sell the compensation plan like that because it never happens like that in reality. So we do the anti-MLM stuff. You know, the people that do the goofy things, they lie. The sociopaths, the psychopaths, the people that don't know how to tell the truth, they have no feeling, so they can mislead people through whatever kind of cult they want to bring them through. So we have radio shows on that too. You can check it out, Building Fortunes Radio. We have a great radio show with Scott Johnson. Scott's a good guy. Scott Johnson, if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Scott Johnson, he was with Amway a long time ago before he found out the quote-unquote, my opinion, truth behind what happens with Amway, specifically the tools business. I'm not anti-Amway and not anti-tools. I'm anti when the guy or the gal from stage is making all their money on the tools and suggesting that you can become rich and profitable and all those other promises that they kind of allude to without giving you the full scoop. Like, unless you're tied in with the tools portion of the business, you're not going to make this type of money that they're promoting. So that's what Scott Johnson is about, anti-tools and anti-scam. So we do a radio show every Saturday night at 8:30 p.m., and you're probably doing something better at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time on a Saturday night, so you can always catch us on the recordings. But we also do other radio shows with Robert Butwin. Robert Butwin, good guy, Butwin, B-U-T-W-I-N. He's a board member with me on the SNA. SNA stands for the Social Networking Association. SNA, socialnetworkingassociation.com, I believe. I don't forget what it is, .org or .com. I think it's a .com. So SNA, I'm a board member just like Robert is. That transitioned from the MLMIA, which stands for the Multi-Level Marketing International Association, founded originally by Doris Wood. I've been a board member of the MLM for a long period of time, and Robert Butnewin and I get on the radio show on Monday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, and we talk about the positive stories associated with MLM. So if MLM has touched your life in a positive way, you probably want to counterbalance all those people that run those anti-MLM YouTube and Snapchats or Instagrams or whatever else they might be doing on Reddit about anti-MLM, because we are definitely pro-MLM, but anti-MLM done wrong. So Robert and I do that. And then there's also my good friend Tony Cannulli. Tony Cannulli has been around like forever. He's not really that old, but he's really been associated with this industry inside now for a super duper long period of time. And Tony, when he's doing good, he's had some health challenges. He jumps on board with me. We're trying to do that on Tuesday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time on buildingfortunesradio.com. And then we have other radio shows. Sometimes we have guests like with Kevin Grimes, an MLM attorney, Scott Warren, MLM attorney. We've done some with other MLM attorneys as well, so you can listen in for those, and I'm sure we'll do some other ones in the future. We've expanded based on some stuff helped out by Scott Johnson to do some things where we kind of revealed the cult-like tendencies associated with MLM. You know, if you haven't figured it out yet, sometimes MLM is a little bit cult-like. Like, by the way, really great things are sometimes cult-like as well. You know, your favorite football team, favorite business. I remember when I was working for Electrolux, we considered it almost like a cult of sorts in a positive way. But we've talked about everything from real cults like Nexium, NXIVM, and that even expanded into weird stuff. Like weird stuff like how in the world do you get that connection on stuff like sex trafficking and child trafficking? And I, too, when I first started thinking about it, where's the connection there? Well, the more we did research and the more we really studied it and the more we really looked at it from that perspective, the more we found that they have similar business models. That's an interesting one. So we did interviews with people that made movies like 8 Days, which is about sex trafficking, and had the actress who played the mom on that movie there. We also did pre-interviews with Yako Bouyens' sister. Yako Bouyens is a gentleman that you probably want to check up on if you have kids or grandkids and you're interested in making sure that you can protect them from that sex trade or child trafficking thing that most people are completely unaware of, but really super duper prevalent. We also talk about cryptocurrencies because I'm a big cryptocurrency fan. So we'll talk everything from Bitcoin to OneCoin to all the other alternative coins. We've done radio shows on stuff like vaccines. Alan Phillips was an attorney when we first got started. Alan Phillips over in North Carolina is not an attorney now for personal exemptions for vaccines based on the overreach of the new North Carolina bar. Probably want to hear some of those as well. We have one of our favorite radio shows with James Turner. Jim Turner is an attorney for Citizens for Health. Go to citizens.org, sign up for the newsletter. And on Citizens for Health, we talk about all things super duper important, probably in your life as well. So for Citizens for Health, that's a radio show we do on Fridays at noon Eastern Time. Jim's a great gentleman, been an attorney for decades, was one of the original Ralph Nader Raiders, for those people that might be familiar with Ralph Nader, wrote a book called The Chemical Feast, been associated with Citizens for Health, the organization, since 1993, and just overall a great guy, but a wealth of information. Holy cow, if you want to hear a wealth of information, happens to be an attorney over in Washington, D.C., fights for things such as nutritional supplements, homeopathy, your choice on a whole bunch of other issues as well, and you got to listen to Jim Turner, on our Building Fortunes radio show. If you type in Jim Turner in the guest pages or look for Citizens, you'll be able to see that there as well. So over the years, we've done a ton of different radio shows that we help promote not only home-based businesses, but everything like, you know, people that are doing stuff like home construction, like our friend Jerry Soulier over at Soulier Construction, a gentleman over in Michigan who is a general contractor. We're helping him get his website as well as his company out there so people can see him. So we do some really cool things on Building Fortunes Radio. And one of the things I'm going to do right now is we are going to play a commercial, and I'm going to be right back after a little commercial break. You'll hear this about my company. It's called Network Leads or PM Marketing. Here we go.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PM Marketing's NetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.NetworkLeads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back, or I am back. Peter Mingles here. I own this whole thing. We started this in 1998, and we've been running ever since. NetworkLeads.com was my very first domain name, registered from GoDaddy in 1998. It's not even on the records. I don't know why. But it's bad, meaning like when we first got started. But 1998? I think 1998 is when we got started. I think we registered the first domain name maybe a little bit after that because the internet was still kind of new. But the reality is we're still here. We're still working, where a lot of the other people in lead generation and all those other types of business have gone by the wayside. We're still here and building. And we've expanded our product line. So we do a lot of really cool things. If you're looking for auto insurance leads, home improvement leads, we even do some stuff with medical billing. Imagine that, medical billing, a lead generation company. We found a niche where we can actually help people, the doctors that we work with. So when I said a little bit earlier, your success is going to be in direct proportion to the amount of entrepreneurs you have relationships with. We've swung doors of opportunities and business open for lots of different people. We'd hopefully be able to do that with you as well. Now, we fight the good fight. If you look for my name, Peter Mingles, M-I-N-G-I-L-S, on your search engines, whichever ones you choose, you'll probably see my name associated with a fight that we did with the FTC when they were talking about the business opportunity ruling. That was many years ago when I was the president of the DRA, the Distributor Rights Association, which changed names to the ANMP, which stands for the Association of Network Marketing Professionals, which I was the president of for a few years before I was not the president of the ANMP. And the ANMP, although there are probably, I shouldn't say that, there are definitely some really good people that are members, and maybe even a few that I know of that might be even, let's call them leaders, good people. However, the focus of the ANMP, the Association of the Network Marketing Professionals, has only been self-serving. What a shame. It's one of the reasons why I'm not there anymore. So that's not bitter apples or bitter grapes or poor spirit, sore loser, none of that stuff. They don't do anything to help the industry where the industry really needs help. Who's helping the industry? So maybe that's what the SNA is going to do. Maybe that's what the DSA is going to do. Our great friend Nikki Kiahohu, who runs the DSWA, stood for the Direct Sales Women's Alliance, but now it's a Direct Sales World Alliance because I guess they want to tackle the world. And it's not just women anymore. But there's a lot of people that do that sort of stuff, but very few people that actually fight for the things that they need to fight for in the MLM or the network marketing industry. That's one of the reasons why we do Building Fortunes Radio. So I don't have to answer to anybody if I want to say something that needs to be said. So we can have really cool people like Scott Johnson, Tony Cannulli, Robert Butwin, Roger Van Vlissingen, anybody else that wants to talk the truth about some of the things that really need to be modified, changed, or fixed in the MLM world. So if you're still looking for a home-based business, if you still think that you might be that entrepreneur that wants to help other people in their health, their finances, you know, be able to have a little bit control over their life or a lot more control of their life, help a whole bunch of people, maybe you might consider working with us, giving us some of your business or your patronage, or, you know, share this opportunity or these things with other people, because we are here to help as many people as we possibly can. I don't know how I can say it any more sincerely. We are here to help as many people as we possibly can get the success they truly deserve and are willing to work for in a home-based business. Okay, so as I wrap this up, 1996, moved from Chicago to Florida. You can see it in the movies. We did a lot of movies and talked a lot of stuff if you're listening to the other things that we've done before in my business. So now here I am in my late 50s. Holy cow, how'd that happen? Kids are grown, moved out. Shoot! You know, didn't really think that was going to happen, I guess. Like, what were you thinking, Peter? Of course, I guess that's going to happen. So then I wanted to do everything working from home. I wanted to do everything. I figured with the internet, high speed, I would be able to basically fly the space shuttle if I wanted to from anywhere I wanted to work from, and so could you. So that's what I built, and we can help you more or less do the same. So that's what we're here and committed for. Not about the money. The money's nice. You know, you need money. I'm really not money-oriented, not worried about traveling the world, you know, not worried about, you know, another gold watch or, you know, Rolls Royces or Lear Jets. And, you know, the people that sit there and worry about goal setting might be saying, well, you got small goals, you got to think big, whatever. I mean, just not me. I think you define your level of success based on your own personal definition. I'll allow you to have yours. I'll have mine. So my definition of success is not necessarily based on money. It's based on how many people we're helping. So if we can make a meaningful difference in a single mom or a meaningful difference in an elderly person, I'm like one of those, you know, I'm becoming one of those elderly people. Or if we can help someone gain some extra skills and we can do that to enhance their life, I think that's what living is all about. So if you can have a similar definition, you want to work with us, then we'd love to work with you. Check us out. You can see the things that we do on networkleads.com/everything. Networkleads.com is the first website, like I mentioned. It has our contact information on as well, but I'll give it for those people that want to write that down. My last name is Mingle, still, M-I-N-G-I-L-S, M-I-N-G-I-L-S. My phone number is area code 386-445-3585. That's 386-445-3585. So that's my phone number. And then you can, it's best to call because I'm an old-fashioned guy. I'd rather pick up a phone. If you get my voicemail, I'm either on the other line or helping somebody else, or maybe just not here. But voicemail is always better for me. You can send me an email. I might not see because everybody on the planet has put me into their autoresponder. So I get so much stuff that's either solicited or unsolicited mail. I don't really want to spend most of my life cleaning out my inbox. So my inbox is not clean. So for all those people who like tidy desks and tidy inboxes, mine is not one of those either way. So we prioritize like helping as many people as we possibly can. So I like the phone. But you might be able to find us on chat if you go to one of our websites. Sometimes we have live chats. I might be lurking there helping as many people as we can possibly find. And because those kids kind of grew up and moved away, I spend a lot of time in front of my computer kind of working, at least now. Who knows where I'll be? Somewhere in the future. But at least for my immediate future, I'll probably still be sticking here unless something else happens. So having said that, thanks for being here. Thanks for listening in. I'm going to run a long commercial. You'll hear my music for a while, not mine, but some music that we picked up as we wrap this up. And we will see you next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Peter Mingle signing off. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next one.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.